Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is How to Handle Criticism and Get Something Good Out of It. Receiving criticism isn't always fun. However, there are ways to handle it in a less hurtful way and sometimes get something good out of it. Here are a few pointers that I have found useful when dealing with criticism. These pointers are not magic bullets. They won't work perfectly the first time you use them. You have to practice. And over time, your mental muscles will become stronger and criticism will be easier to deal with. Now, here's my first tip. Count to 10 before you speak. If you react immediately to the criticism, then you'll often react in an knee-jerk way, and the words that come out may be over-emotional, vicious, and unnecessary. Count to at least 10 after someone has criticized you. Perhaps take a few belly breaths, and then respond. This simple way of calming yourself down and regaining some perspective can save you a lot of trouble and help you to avoid saying something that you can't take back. It's a good approach to avoid creating unnecessary problems. My second tip is to handle it like Buddha. Maybe you've heard this one before. It's a great and practical way to look at criticism. It might be extra useful when dealing with angry, destructive criticism and nasty personal attacks. Here's how the story goes. A man interrupted one of Buddha's lectures with a flood of abuse. Buddha waited until he had finished, and then he asked him, "If a man offered a gift to another, but the gift was declined, to whom would the gift belong?" "To the one who offered it," said the man. "Then," said Buddha, "I decline to accept your abuse and request you to keep it for yourself." So the lesson is here that you can simply not accept the gift of the criticism if you want, because you don't have to. And then it still belongs to the person who offered it. My third tip is to take both praise and criticism evenly. My mindset for praise that I try to stick to as much as I can is that it is cool and I appreciate it. It's great to get praised, but I seldom get overly excited about it and jump up and down while shouting enthusiastically. A great upside of this mindset is that when you receive the opposite, negative criticism, you can often observe it calmly, without too much wild negative emotions blocking the way. You can often appreciate that piece of criticism too, if there is something to learn from it. Basically, this mindset is about not caring too much about what other people think. If you care too much about what other people think, then you easily become pretty needy, and you let others control how you feel, both how good and how bad you feel. Don't take this too far, though. Don't become that arrogant jerk who never listens to criticism, no matter how valid it might be. If there is nothing to be learned from some piece of criticism you have received, or it's just nonsense ravings and insults, then with this mindset you just go, okay. You don't care that much and you quickly forget about it, instead of spending the rest of the day being angry, sad and riled up. My next piece of advice is to listen to the criticism and get the details. Instead of attacking the other person or persons for their words and building a hostile atmosphere, try to calm it down. Try to remain level-headed, open, and figure out how this can help you. Even when someone blurts out something not too constructed, like your work, your blog, your product sucks, you might want to ask a few open-ended questions like, why does it suck? How can I improve it? And how can we solve this? If they can't answer your questions, then they are probably just lashing out. But there is sometimes valuable information in negative criticism. Things no one else will tell you. So try to get practical and concrete details about what's wrong. Perhaps there is already a solution to the problem, but that you need more information to realize that. By improving the communication and making it more specific and detailed, you can come closer to understanding each other and solving the problem. And if you can understand, help and change the mood of the one delivering the criticism, he or she will probably appreciate it quite a bit. And you may have turned a potential conflict into a valuable relationship. My next tip is to think about this. It's not always about you. If someone makes a personal attack or just let the destructive words flow, then remember that criticism is not always about you. Criticism is a way for the one critiquing to release pent-up anger, frustration, or jealousy, or a way to reinforce that his or her viewpoint or belief is the right one. Or he or she may have a habit of getting others involved emotionally, baiting them, so to speak, to build a negative spiral, an argument or a fight to get attention. Then it's about him or her. It's not about something you did. It can have a calming effect to remember this, and to remember that the other person is still human, might just be having a bad day or a bad week. Considering the criticism from this viewpoint also makes it easier to handle it like Buddha. And if you don't feed the other person and the situation between the two of you with words and energy, then you'll stop it all from building into a full-blown argument. When you don't participate in this little dance, then the one critiquing will probably start to lose steam pretty quickly and quiet down. This is useful to keep in mind when you have a habit of getting into arguments with someone in particular, or if someone at work has a habit of creating pointless arguments. Finally, I have some practical and very basic tips to end this recording. The first of those tips is to eat and sleep. Eat and be well rested before you, for example, go into a meeting where you can anticipate criticism. Hunger and a lack of sleep can make anyone behave irrationally and in an unusually negative way. My second tip is to avoid email. Since words are a small part of communication, it may be wise to not reply to criticism via email if possible. It's probably better to get the person who sent such an email on the phone or to go see him or her in person. This can help you to avoid creating a whole mess of misunderstandings. Avoiding email is also useful to keep in mind when you're about to criticize someone.